Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college. It's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, our Paul Hamilton joins me right now on the Wester Hotline. It is a Buffalo Football Friday, but of course the Sabres played last night, a loss 3-1 to the LA Kings. They play again tomorrow at home against the Florida Panthers. I don't know, Paul, do you call it just puck luck? Is there some skill involved here where they just couldn't bury the puck? You've mentioned how many posts this team hits. They hit posts last night. They had a 5-on-3 they couldn't cash in, a penalty shot they couldn't cash in. They finally do, and oh yeah, it doesn't count. And oh, by the way, good morning to you.
How are you?
A little frustrated after last night. Went to that game. Very frustrating. Have all those chances. They seemed, to my eyes, to play well and just couldn't get the result.
Yeah, exactly. They did play extremely well, and especially for the first 40 minutes, where those two really bad mistakes that they made in the third period shouldn't even mattered. I mean, they should have been at the time 5-0 or 6-0 or something like that, where you make the silly mistake that Dahlin made and the puck winds up being, okay, it's 6-1, or you make the silly penalty that Samuelson does and that goes in there. All right, it's 6-2, but you're fine. I mean, they did the work very well to score goals, but last year they couldn't score goals. And here they are in the first three games this year, they can't score goals. So it's not something that just cropped its head up this year. It happened for all of last year. A lot of it can still be contributed to the power play, even though the power play was better. They did have a 1:09 with a 5-on-3. They got one scoring chance. That's all they could muster. They did get the puck in the zone. But that's all they could muster was one scoring chance in the 5-on-3. Los Angeles had a 28-second 5-on-3. Technically, they didn't score. I think they scored a second or two afterwards. The player coming out of the box wasn't anywhere near the play yet. So it was still 5-on-3 as far as what was going on in the game. And they scored on theirs to put the game away at 2-1 with only 1:38 left in the hockey game. So, you know, if you just get one power play goal in the game there, in your opportunities there, or you score on your 5-on-3, okay, Dahlin makes a bad play, gives the puck away, but it's only 2-1. You know, you're not tied, you're not down, you're still up. So, you know, those are the things that are just killing them. But the amount of goals they miss, Tage Thompson just can't seem to hit the net. He did have 5 shots on goal, but he had quite a few wide. It's just let's not make any mistake here. Darcy Kuemper is not one of the better goaltenders in the National Hockey League. Average at best, and I might be nice calling him average. But, you know, twice out of 3 games, Markstrom and Kuemper have been made to look like Dominic Hasek. And how many times did I say that last year? I think, if I recall, last year there were a couple of goalies that came up from the minors and shut down the Sabres. You know, so it's just it's not a problem. It's just starting this year. But it's still a problem for them. And, I don't have a crystal ball to say, well, they're never going to score goals this year. I don't know that. Who knows that? But they have had problems now for one season and 3 games at scoring goals.
Tomorrow night, by the way, it'll be the battle of so far early power play futility. The two teams in the league that are both 0 for 6. The Florida Panthers, believe it or not, Paul, also 0 for 6 on the power play. So, and we know they're a very talented team. So it can happen even to the most talented teams. But what did you like or not like last night versus the weekend on the power play? Lindy talked about zone entries last night and him liking more about it, but them just not able, obviously, to convert.
I thought they worked harder in their battles on the power play. I thought when they did get it in, they battled and won some battles and started being able to work it around. Yuri Kulik had a nice one-timer from the circle, you know, got himself loose for that because he was on the power play. And, you know, so I think there were things that were better, you know, and a couple of times they did get some pucks to the net and some people to the net, but, you know, not enough. And it still was, though, you know, trying to force passes at times. And then those plays wound up being broken up and cleared. So, you know, they're still trying to force passes. They got away with a couple of those forced passes where they tried to force a pass and it went off a skater stick, but it went to a saber. So it went to a different saber, but the puck didn't wind up going out. So they were fortunate on some of those passes where, you know, it didn't cost them and they still maintained possession. But, you know, it just goes to show you again in three close games, if you get a power play goal in each game, does that change the complexion of any of those games? I would imagine it would have. And, you know, maybe you can at least get a couple of those games to overtime, because that's another problem from last year. The Sabres were one of the worst teams at loser points. They couldn't get games to overtime. And Alex Tuck talked yesterday about...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, that second New Jersey game, they didn't have their A game, but it was still a game. That's a game when you don't have your A game, get it to overtime, you know, and they had the opportunity to do that. It was tied 1-1, and just don't make a silly play. Just make sure you mind your P's and Q's. Make sure you don't turn the puck over and give them odd man rushes. Get the game to overtime, get your point, and then who knows? Maybe you'll steal the second point in 3-on-3 or in a shootout. Same thing with this game. I mean, most teams, including the Sabres, if they're leading in the third period, going into the third period, they win the hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
And especially as well as they were playing after two periods, out shooting them 27-11, and the shots definitely, you know, looked like the game looked, you know, and you've got the lead going in. You got to get that game at least to overtime. Even if all this happens to you, you got to be able to get that. At least you can't leave that game last night with no points, as well as you played and as well as you dominated at times. You can't leave that game without points, but yet they did.
How'd you feel UPL played last night?
He was fine. I mean, he, you know, the second goal, the one, the game winner by Kopitar. Byfield was in front screening him, so he didn't get a good look at it. And
great shot too, by the way.
Yeah, and the first one, bang bang in the net. They left Kopitar after the Dowling turnover. They left Kopitar coming down the slot by himself, and you know, this is a guy that scored that goal many, many times in this league, and he came down the slot, got rid of it right away, and put it in. So I wouldn't say that was a bad goal either. So I thought he was fine. He didn't have a whole lot of work, more work in the third period than and you know, he's part of that penalty kill too. You need your goaltender to make a save for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I liked was he would make the save and then his teammates would get rid of the rebounds, whether it was penalty kill or when they were defending. You know, when the other team did get some opportunities, they weren't getting second and third chances against him. So, you know, he was solid making the save. His teammates were there, clear rebound, and the puck was out of danger.
I believe the power play goal, the game winner, was the first power play goal surrendered by the Sabres this season. They had been perfect for five and then one for six overall. But one thing that led to that, and Lindy spoke about it last night, the penalty to Matias Samuelsson. And he said it's a good call. That's not a bad call. That's just bad situational awareness by Matias Samuelsson.
It is. It's a silly penalty to take, especially when you're down a man. And you're going to get called every single time for that. You slash somebody's stick and you break it out of their hands, you're going to the penalty box. And the referee had no chance, no choice.
No choice
but to call it. He had to call it. You know, in the NHL, sometimes they go, well, we're not going to put a team down, two men, 1 minute left. You know, when they should, even if there's a penalty, but they don't. And then, you know, but this one, or when you flip the puck over the glass, you're going. I mean, those two are just, you're going to the penalty box. It was just a silly penalty. And I'll be interested to see if maybe Bryson or Gilbert is in that spot for practice today.
And then tomorrow, do we think UPL again, or do they go to Devin Levi here? I was looking back. Levi's second start ever was against Florida. He gave up two goals. UPL's obviously played them a few times, so a little unfamiliarity. It's also his former organization, obviously.
Yeah, if you're going with, you know, Lukanen's your number one goaltender, I think he plays the first three, and then Levi plays in Columbus next week, because that's back-to-back in three and four. Now, you could, if you wanted to, put Lukanen in this one and have Levi play the first game in Pittsburgh and then have Lukanen play Columbus and Chicago if you wanted to do that. So if you're going with the assumption that Lukanen is your number one goaltender and they're not going to be splitting time, that I would think Lukanen would be in goal, yes.
Anything on J.J. Paterka or any of the other injury updates, Paul?
Well, he was on the ice. Most morning skates are going to be optional. You know, the players and Lindy spoke, they're all were hanging around, but they weren't on the ice. And Paterka was. So I was wondering if they were going with the suggested guidelines on concussions, which is 7 days, and 7 days would be Saturday. If he wasn't feeling well or was off, I don't think he would have been on the ice.
Right.
So they might have just said, let's not fool around with this. He got hit pretty hard. Let's not fool around with this. Let's go with the guidelines and do 7 days. They didn't put him on IR and call anybody up. So we'll see if he's on the ice for practice today. But I think that at least was a good sign that he was one of the players on the ice for the morning skate yesterday.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, our Yankees are through, which is good. We can relax a little bit as the Guardians and Tigers take it to Game 5 and use up some pitching, so that's good news.
Yeah, I was disappointed I missed a game by Cole because Cole pitches such beautiful games that...
Pitched a great game last night.
Yeah, if I had to miss a game, I would rather miss one of the other ones that he's not pitching in, but, you know, hey.
You got a TV up there in the press box. I will tell you what I did. Full disclosure, I even warned my wife and son. We went to the game last night, and I said, I'm bringing my phone, I'm putting the Yankees game on the app at times, so during the middle of the Sabres game at times I literally had the drink on the spot in front of us and I put my phone behind it so I could just kind of look down and watch what was happening and Cole was dealing, but we were able to watch a little bit of it and then I saw the final few outs when we finally got home last night and that was cool.
Yeah, I'm too concussed to be able to concentrate on two things at once like that. So, you know.
Protocol for you? Protocol
for
you,
too? I'm a little shot that way. Okay. So, you know, I don't want to divert my attention from what I'm supposed to be doing. So, no, I didn't have it on around me.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.